It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There has been much community interest in some of the topics that have been discussed and debated by the Sonora High School District over recent months. The district is looking at the future of the Dome and Wildcat Ranch. The new pool is now in operation, and there's also always been budget talks. And joining us in studio this morning to talk about this and a variety of topics is the superintendent for Sonora Union High School District, Pat Shabbat. Superintendent Shabbat, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, BJ. I appreciate you inviting me here.
First thing I want to ask about is the Wildcat Ranch and the Dome. If you can give us a little bit of background on what has taken place up to this point in regards to those two properties.
Okay. Well, Sonora Union High School District bought the ranch basically back in 1988. We had sold the Jamestown property to the Sonora Mining Company. We spent about $731,000 to purchase that ranch. Half of it was donated to the district from Fiberboard. The plan was that was going to be the new high school for the county. We spent a lot of money on architectural designs and planning for it. Everybody was expecting the county to continue to grow back then, but over the years it didn't. So the property had kind of sat vacant for quite a while, and we are using it now as our ag facility for our FFA program. We're trying to decide what to do with that entire property. It's 137 acres. We currently use a very small portion of it, but we do have this beautiful cross-country course out there that we use for our cross-country team. But we're trying to figure out what would be the best facility for that. It's 20 minutes away from our high school. We have to go through 10 or 9 stoplights to get through to that. And so it's difficult to get our students out there on a regular basis. And like I said, right now we're using it more of an FFA facility for our students that raise animals for the fair and things like that. So we're trying to decide exactly what to do with it. We've had a couple of proposals, but we haven't made any final decisions on it right now.
So creation of a county high school, that's well in the past now?
Yeah, I think so. Our school district has declined quite a bit in terms of population, and every school in the foothill has. I mean, all of our elementary schools and all of the other high schools throughout Tuolumne, Calaveras, and Amador County are much smaller than they were just 15 years ago. So it doesn't make sense to build a new high school now.
And talking with you recently, it sounds like the appraisal came back much lower than anticipated.
Well, again, yeah, we had spent $731,000 for it back in 1988, and that was for half of it. I was assuming that the value would go up, but $820,000 is what it came in at. I met with the appraisals on Tuesday and they kind of convinced me that is the going price for properties around here, big properties like that. We're kind of, scratching our heads, kind of taking a step back and deciding what is it we really want to do with that property.
That low appraisal, do you know at this point, does that have to do with like limited amount of things that could be done with that property?
Well, it's more that to develop that property, you have to put a whole lot of infrastructure in there, roads, sewer, water, electricity, and that costs an awful lot. And before you could then parcel it off and sell it, you have to make that investment first. And properties are just not selling like they used to. The appraisal kind of showed a chart that back in 2008, where they were selling, like 49 properties or large properties like that per year, and now it's down to one or two per year. So it's really decreased a lot.
That was a good brief history of the Wildcat Ranch property. What's the story of the Dome and how Sonora High School came up taking that ownership?
Well, the Dome was built in 1909 by Sonora Grammar School. And in the early 70s, they realized, actually they realized earlier, but in the early 70s, it was determined that it was not earthquake safe, that we could not have, or that the elementary school could not have students in there. So they basically abandoned it. They brought in portables and put them out on the parking lot, and that building sat empty for a while until the city passed a bond to build the new Sonora Elementary School out on Greenlee Road. So in the mid-70s, Sonora Union High School District bought that entire property basically to use as our continuation school, our alternative education campus. There's a softball field up there and soccer field. There's a gymnasium. We can't put students in the dome, and we haven't been able to do that for forever, at least from when we purchased it. It's not part of our mission. I mean, we it's a beautiful building, and I really want to save it, but our district, you know, we're required to educate students. We can't put students in that building, so we need to find someone who can retrofit it and save it. It's sat basically empty there for the last several years. When we bought it in the mid-70s, we put our district office up there, and even the county school's office was up there for a while until they got their new property out on Fairview Lane across from the fairgrounds. But even about 7 years ago, I think it was, the district decided that it was even too expensive just to heat and cool that building for the district office. So we moved the district office onto Sonora High's main campus. So I'm trying to find, you know, I'm trying to get as much publicity for it, and I'm hoping that someone can come in and you know, save the dome. To retrofit it to make it available for students would be so expensive. You know, it'd have to meet modern standards, modern DSA standard, the Department of State Architecture standards, and so it's not cost effective at all for a school to use it. But maybe somebody else can use it for something else.
The property right there with Cassina High School, there's also the ball fields there. Is the district looking to potentially lease or sell all of that, or just the dome?
Just the dome, and there's two other small buildings. One of them used to be the parent nursery, and one used to be our cosmetology program. Those two buildings and the dome are the ones that we're trying to that we've declared surplus to see if someone else would be willing to purchase those.
Getting proposals for using the dome, I know there's different tiers. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, it's part of the Ed Code. Before we can just sell public property, we first have to offer it to any local schools or local government agencies. That's the first tier. And then the second tier is low-income housing, the UC Regents, the CSU Regents, and other local and county governments. We're finishing with Tier 2, I think it's April 17th or April 18th. And then after that, we can then open it up to basically anybody for proposals. We're hoping someone will come in with some kind of bid. I want to make sure that if we do sell it to someone, that they have the funds to restore it. I don't want somebody just to buy it, just to say they own it and do nothing with it, and have it just sit there for another 30 years. I want someone to help restore that building.
And then the Tier 2 process, as you mentioned, that what we're in currently, can you say, have there been any bids to this point?
No, there have not been, either Tier 1 or Tier 2.
You know, for people who have never been inside that old building, I mean, what is it like inside? Can you tell us kind of in a general sense?
Well, it's, you know, hardwood floors, big, tall ceilings. The main floor is very nice. Up on the top, beneath the dome, is absolutely amazing. We are planning on having a couple of events there. And these are still in the works. Actually, not the school. We're going to rent it out to a couple of local charities to hold fundraising events there. And I think when the public comes in and visits and participates in these events, they will be absolutely amazed at how beautiful it is inside also. I mean, there are some cracks in the walls and some of the ceilings painting or peeling, things like that. But it's you know, from the outside, it's absolutely beautiful. From the inside, it's absolutely amazing, too. Historic and beautiful. I think the public should actually, you know, take advantage of these charity events and support the charities and also get to see what's inside the dome. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. There's one event midsummer and then one event in the fall that we're working on.
We'll keep a close eye on that as well. Also, you mentioned there's been an appraisal for the Wildcat Ranch. Any appraisal yet for the dome?
No, we haven't. You know, it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. There are many people. I mean, I always say that the movers and shakers in this town, all of them went to Sonora Grammar School or Sonora Elementary School in the dome. Most of them think it's absolutely priceless. I mean, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars. But you know, somebody that actually wants to do something with that building, they might look at it as a 1909 building that is, you know, needs a lot of work on it. And it does. I mean, it does. It's not earthquake safe. It's not ADA, American with Disability Act compliant. It's an old building. So,
and you kind of explained this a little bit earlier, but just for clarification's sake, so you're at a certain phase with the Dome property. Is it still more of an earlier phase with the Wildcat Ranch deciding what to do?
Yeah, for the ranch, we have not determined if we wanted to surplus it or not. We're looking at a variety of options, and we're still thinking about, you know, do we want to keep it? Do we want to sell it? Do we want to, you know, what do we want to do with it? That's still, there's so many options out there for it.
Have you had much interest in the ranch?
We've had some people in foundations looking towards it.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Patrick Shabbat, the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We will continue with more Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small, in just a minute.